Jesus strong. And there was a time in my life several years ago where I really was struggling. And I needed help. I needed encouragement. And it was hard. And I cycled, used to ride the bike a lot. And, you know, if you're a cyclist, the guy you look up to is Lance Armstrong. Good grief, the guy got cancer and still kept winning. How do you do that? Well, you do it with a bracelet that says Live Strong, right? Live Strong, Live Strong, Live Strong. That was his bracelet. And I just knew for what I needed in my life, a little bracelet that said Live Strong wasn't going to cut it. I need Jesus strong because I know him and I know I can make it through anything with him, period. And I had to tap into that. So we came up with this idea. We colored it flesh. I wanted it that color so it wasn't something we brag about. I wanted it to be part of my body and part of my life. And now I wear this proud, and there's thousands and thousands of these out there now. And people wear them, and ball teams and different people. I got a coach I coach with. He sends them to a team up in Ohio. And so it's a cool thing. But come to find out, Lance Armstrong, he wasn't living strong. He was shooting up, getting his blood taken out of his veins and pumping other stuff in his veins. Literally, they would do this, and that's how he got the extra strength, and that's how he won the races. It was all, you know, it was all dope. You understand? And so I'm glad I realized way back then that I needed something more than live strong. You listening to me? Yes or no? Jesus strong. Jesus, come on. He'll get you through anything. Amen? He'll get you through anything. Amen? Anything. And if you don't make it through something, it's because you obviously weren't connected to him as good as you could be connected. Okay? Not saying he's going to make you wealthy and do all this that the TV preachers will lie to you about. No. I'm talking about he'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'm talking about when everybody walks away from you, he won't. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking your mind don't have to go crazy. You can know that you're loved. You can know that you have value. You can know that you matter to him. You can make it through anything. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? Got it? So Jesus strong. So let's talk about Jesus. Jesus strong. And I wrote this series several years ago, and I've come back around now and redone it a little bit. Not a whole lot, because I'm pretty happy with the way it's turning out. Amen. But last week was the man. Okay. You hear about the man upstairs? Well, I don't like saying that. Never have. Even when I was lost, I didn't like calling God the man upstairs. Okay. But he is the man. Say the man. He's the man. There's one mediator between God and men, the man. Christ Jesus. Amen. If you want strength, get it from Jesus. Nobody's stronger than Jesus. Amen. So that's the series. It's about his strength. Let this mind be in you. What mind? That mind of Christ. He was strong. I can be strong. I can make it through anything. Amen. Oh, I don't go to church no more because somebody hurt my feelings. It's because you're weak. Excuse me. Did you hear me say? Somebody hurt my feelings? Is that what we're going to do? We're going to quit on Jesus? Is that the plan here? Yes or no? Say. Get your tail up and go to another church. Amen. Yes or no? Come on, man. You know, whatever. Oh, I can't believe that. Guys, I know people hurt us sometimes, but man, there's got to be more to life. You've got to be able to be stronger than that. Yes or no? Amen. And it ain't just fellas. Women, come on. How about our kids? Have them strong. Say. You know, their feelings get hurt. They drop out. What are you doing? Come on. Y'all right? Let's talk about it. Here we go. So there's one God. There's one mediator between God and men. Say it with me. The who? Oh, that was weak. The who? The man Christ Jesus. Amen. So that's who we're going to talk about today. All right, let's go with the message. Here we go. Now, last week, we started out the series with Jesus. He was strong in love. He was strong in love. Jesus Christ strongly loved the people. And guys, if you're at a place in your life, or maybe you grew up where you didn't love people, you didn't know, you know, and you say, well, I just don't like people. Well, I'm just telling you, I hate to be ugly again, but you're weak. You're weak in love. Is that true? Yes or no? Sure, you're weak in love. Christ wants you strong in love. We need you strong in love. We need you to strongly love people like Jesus did. He was strong in action. And I say it this way, Jesus Christ strongly stooped for people. It didn't bother him to reach down and help somebody that was low, somebody that was an outcast. Matter of fact, he was labeled as a friend of sinners and of wine bibbers. They said he was a glutton because he loved to go eat at people's house. Amen. And hang out with them. He would stoop. He wasn't high up here, even though he was. But that's not the way he was. He loved people. And he was strong in his actions toward people. Amen? He was also very strong in principle. We saw this last week. He strongly stood up to and stood up for people. When he needed to stand up to people, get right in their face, he would get right in their face. Did he do that? Yes or no? Sure he did. Are you kidding me? And he would also stand up for people. Like the woman who was caught in adultery, in the very act. He stood right up for her, didn't he? Say, sure he did. We didn't talk about it last week, but he did. We see it through the scriptures. He would stand up for people. He loved people. He didn't love the fact that we sin, that we make bad choices in our life, but he loved us. He loved us. Amen. And he loves you. So, Jesus Christ. So he was strong in love. He was strong in action. He was strong in principle. Lap, L-A-P. He ran the race that was set before him. Amen. He ran that race. Jesus Christ. So we saw that last week. Jesus Christ strong. And now we're running. Here we go. Today's message. Last week was the man, Jesus. This week, his mission. Can you say that with me? His mission. It's amazing to me in life how we can have something, a goal, or have our life before us and we get off track. You know? We can say we love a woman and a few years later, oh, we don't love her no more. How'd that happen? Or say we love a man and all of a sudden, a few years, hey, I don't anymore. It's crazy. People in our world today will bring children in the world. Oh, I got me a little baby. And then they abandon them. Are you listening or not? What is that? Is that the will of God for people? No. The will of God for people is to accomplish your task. To stay on mission. You listening? Jesus Christ, he stayed on mission. Let's talk about what is a mission. Now, these are tactical terms. Look it up in your dictionary and whatever, or on the web. Mission, it's an operational task, usually assigned by higher headquarters. Mission, it's an operation designed to carry out the goals of a specific program. Mission, it's an assigned duty or task. Mission, it's ascending or being sent for some duty or purpose. Does that sound like Jesus when I'm reading that? Say, oh yeah, let's talk about mission. I came across these scriptures. Of course, I read the Bible like you do, but sometimes the Bible just jumps out at you. And this was one of the times for me. Isaiah 50, verse number 5. The Lord God hath opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters. I gave my cheeks, that should be a K. I gave my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore, say it with me this part. Have I set my face like a flint? And I know that I shall not be ashamed. Is that incredible scripture? I love that scripture. Matter of fact, that's what this message was built on, was that scripture. The word flint, that scripture says, I set my face as a flint. The word flint, it's a very hard, it's not just a word, it's something. It's a hard rock. It's a hard, compact rock. We're talking about the strength of Jesus. Jesus had the strength of a rock. Say that with me. Jesus had the strength of a rock. I think a lot of the world's turned off today by the church because we're weak. We come across sissified. Excuse me. Stuff happens. What is up with that? We should come across, but we don't have to make it up. Well, God, bless God, God's good and God's all this. We need to come across real, okay? But the bottom line is we need to be strong. Amen. Say, strong, like our Savior. Who wants a Savior who's weak? And the artists paint him as weak. And we even say that, well, Jesus would never do that. You don't know what he'd do. Hush your mouth. You know what I'm saying? We make up stuff like he wouldn't do stuff. Well, he wouldn't sin. But he certainly stood firm for righteousness. Amen. Say, He was strong, like a flint. He was a rock. He was the rock way before the rock became the rock, okay? You know who the rock is, right? Okay. I didn't know much about the rock. I married Kim, and she says, oh, I like the rock. I'm like, hush. Anyway. Now, the good thing is she said, I reminded her of that guy. Now, that's funny right there. Go ahead and laugh. Ha, 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 ha. Okay, whatever. Here we go. The word flint literally means hardness. Hardness. It was used for tools, weapons. He said, I set my face like a what? A flint. Actually says he set his face as a flint towards Jerusalem for the cross. That's our Savior. You think that'd be hard? Oh, yeah. And this last one we don't like too much. The word flint, this thing was used for cutting the foreskin of Jewish males. Ouch. And it was used for, you know, other surgeries. So very, very hard situation, the flint. Amen. Jesus said, I set myself like a flint. Can we read that? Let's read that. Would y'all mind reading that with me? If you do, do it anyway. Here we go. Come on. Here we go. The Lord God hath opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting, for the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. Boy, it doesn't sound like a quitter, does it? Amen. Don't you want that kind of strength? When your back's against the wall, when you're thinking about caving, when you're thinking about giving in, don't you want to look down and go, hey, Jesus strong. You don't have to wear that. It can be in your heart and in your mind, of course. Jesus strong. I can do this. How many have had to do that before in hard times in your life? I've had to absolutely. If I didn't have him, there's no way I had to have Jesus. And it wasn't a joke. It wasn't some made up something. It was real. Isn't that beautiful? It's beautiful. So that's what we're talking about. Jesus told his disciples, before it ever happened, he said, the Son of Man, that's me, he says, is going to suffer many things. I'm going to be rejected, the elders and the chief priests and scribes. I'm going to be slain, but I'm going to raise again the third day. He said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his what? Cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself and be a castaway? Amen. Take up that cross. I'm talking about strength, baby. We need to have that strength to take up that cross. Y'all all right? Say, well, I'm supposed to take up his cross. Well, you're going to need some strength to do it. Cross is coming for you. The cross is there. We're going to have to carry it. Okay, this life is tough. How many have had some tough times? Tough. How many would say some of that tough times was like it was a cross for me? Can I see your hands? Come on. It's a cross for me. Amen. Jesus strong. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be what? Ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and his holy angels. Amen. So we're talking about strength today, talking about mission today. We're making some headway now. Let's move. Jesus Christ was not ashamed of me. Can y'all say that with me? Jesus Christ was not ashamed of me. How's that feel? How's that help you when you go out there in your world and live for Christ? You feeling strength? Yes or no? He was not ashamed of me. Why in the world would I be ashamed of him? Dumbest thing on the planet for me to be ashamed of Jesus Christ. Dumbest thing on the planet for me to be ashamed of my Creator. Dumbest thing on the planet for me to be ashamed of the one who fearfully made me in his own image, in his own likeness. stupid for me to be ashamed of the one who shed his blood on the cross and rose from the dead so that I could have everlasting life. I'd be an absolute lunatic, a nut, not to be ashamed of Jesus Christ, who's ever living at the right hand of God the Father, making intercession for me, but I'm ashamed of him. It's because I'm a moron. Are y'all hearing me today? This is a strong message today. You might say, Clark, that's too hard. It ain't too hard. Firm up. Amen. Say. You find yourself in a situation where you're a little ashamed of Jesus, walk back a couple of steps and go, he was not ashamed of me. 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 And you get your head up and get your tail back in the game. Amen? Don't be ashamed of him. Amen. Y'all right? You're like, this is rough. I was his mission. I was his mission. I don't know. This makes me feel fantastic today. I was his mission. Me, Gary, Rockingham, North Carolina, 28379. That's my zip code. Yeah. And my drunk mama, we were his mission. You follow me, son, I'll make you fishers of men. Amen. That's what he did. That's what he did. Changed my life. Changed my world. Never has left me. I was his mission. You're his mission. Amen. Strong. Come on. Jesus was physically on this planet for 33 years. We'll move now. He didn't come to live a long life. He came to save sinners. Oh, I feel sad for Jesus. He only lived 33 years. Don't feel sorry for Jesus, okay? Jesus had a mission. His mission was to come and die. That's a pretty tough mission right there. Even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to do what? To minister and to give his life a what? A ransom for many. The mission. Jesus was born to die. He was born to die. That's why he came. It was his what? Mission. It was his mission. No man took his life from him. Oh, I feel bad. You know, the guys in the Bible took the life from Jesus. People are hating on the Jews or whatever for taking the life of Jesus. They didn't take his life. They didn't take his life. Jesus gave his life. You know, he wasn't trapped. He went right to the garden. He knew who was going to betray him. Somebody's going to betray me. Who? You. Boom. He's gone. Boom. What happens? He betrays him. Boom. Got it? Yes or no? Okay? That's the plan. He willingly did what he did. He willingly did what he did. He willingly did what he did. That was his mission. You ought to fall in love with Jesus more and more because of a message like this today. You're his mission. He loves you. He loves you. Well, Jesus doesn't love me. We hear it all the time. Somebody said it this week. How could God love people with all this in the world and the sin in the world? We need to stop indicting God, okay? We need to stop indicting God on the problems that man makes and creates in this world and blame it on God, okay? Some freak goes and shoots people. God didn't do it. It was a freak that did it. You listening to me, yes or no? That's tough talk, but quit blaming God for all your problems, okay? He's the solution to my problem. He is everything. He's the answer to my problem. Okay? Are y'all with me on that one? Yes or no? He's strong. I'm weak. He's strong. I got to plug into him, man. This is exciting. And I have. No man took his life. Therefore doth my Father love me. Because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man takes it from me. Is that what the Bible says? But I lay it down of my who? I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. This is the commandment that I've received of my Father. Amen. Jesus, mission, strong. Jesus, strong. But we see Jesus, he was made a little lower than the angels. Why? So he could suffer death. That was his mission. Crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should do what for every man? He should do what? Taste death for every one of us. That's why all roads don't lead to heaven. All roads lead to hell. One road leads to heaven. His name is Jesus. He tasted death for every man. Not being ugly. I'm just being strong on the scripture. Amen. He's the hope of eternal life. Period. Jesus Christ. Plug into him. Matter of fact, the Bible says, look to Jesus. The author and what?
finisher of our faith, strong, who for the joy that was set before him, he loved having the mission, you being his mission. He loved that. He loved that. The joy that was set before him. You were his joy. You were his joy. He saw you. Now, he wasn't that crazy about the cross, but he endured it. Amen. No, he didn't like being stripped naked. The Son of God naked, spit on, railed upon. Who knows? The Bible doesn't say everything that Jesus went through, the suffering he went through. We probably couldn't handle what he went through, okay? He despised the shame of it. But now he's sitting down at the right hand of God the Father, amen? Wherever he lives to make intercession for us, amen? You and I were his mission. I want you to get a whole other view of Jesus, man. If you don't have this view, your view of Jesus should be, he is so strong. He is a rock. He is flint. Amen? And me and Jesus are more than conquerors. Me and Jesus can go through anything. Me and Jesus, the gates of hell shall not prevail against. You hearing me or not? Okay? Plug into Jesus. Pull the plug on the TV preacher. Plug into Jesus. Are you hearing me today? Don't plug into Gary. Pull the plug on Gary. Boop! Pull it right out. Plug into Jesus. Amen? Hooked to him. I'm hooked to him. Amen. Strong. This was no accident, what he did. His name was his mission statement. His name was his mission statement. The name Jesus means what? Say it with me. God. Very few Christians will know that. At Fellowship, we know it because I keep telling you. Jesus' name was his mission statement. It means what? God. Very few people, their name is their mission statement. No, you call him this. Don't be calling him something else. You call him this. You name him Jesus. That's what the Bible says. Look at it. And she shall bring forth a son, and you're going to call his name who? For he shall do what? Amen. Don't be calling him Gary. Don't be calling him Bill. You call him Jesus. He's going to save his people from his sins. Strong. Wow. His mission. Jesus became a man on purpose. I know I'm beating this hard today. Good. His favorite name for himself while on this earth, say it with me, was what? He loved his mission because he loved you. He loves you. He cares for you. He loves me. Matter of fact, the Bible says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Love your neighbor as your who? You'll never love your neighbor until you start to love the Lord with all your heart. When you start to see how much he loved you. When you start to see you were his mission. When you start to see, like a flint, he came for me. He loves me. He did it on purpose. He cares for me like that. When you start to see that, you're going to start to see your own value. I matter. I have value. Wow, the God of heaven created me in his image and his likeness. He came and he rescued me. He had a mission. His son was Jesus. He came. He didn't draw back. He went all the way. He was not ashamed of me. He loves me. Then all of a sudden, you're going to start to see that you matter. You have value. And then you're going to start to see your neighbor has value. And your friends have value. And your wife has value. Your husband has value. And children have value. When you start to see the love of God, how much he loved you, how he was strong. Amen. We don't have a lay me down to sleep God. We got a strong God. Amen? Come on. All powerful. Amen? You feeling it today? I'm feeling it. I'm on fire today. I'm going to tell you right now, for this is incredible today. Okay? This just gives me strength. I was feeling a little lousy this morning when I got here. Okay? Guess what? I'm feeling fantastic right now. The Word of the Living God. Strength. Strong. This is where my head needs to be. Amen? He became a man. It defined his mission. It was who he was and why he came. The Son of Man. The Son of Man. It was who he was. He used the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, on this earth, used the Son of Man in the Scriptures and with others to describe himself more than any other name. You know, I would have picked Son of God. That would have been me. I'm Son of God. Son of God. Son of God. How are you? Your name's Fred. Oh, hi, Fred. I'm Son of God. How are you? That's what I would have done. And my pride and all that, that's what I would have done. Amen. He used Son of Man. How different is he? Amen. Say, Son of Man stayed on mission. For the Son of Man is Lord. We'll go through a bunch of these real fast, Rod, just so you know they're in the Bible. The Son of Man is betrayed. This is what Jesus said. The Son of Man will suffer. The Son of Man will be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The Son of Man will be risen again. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels. The Son of Man shall come in glory. Jesus speaking about himself. Son of Man, Son of Man, Son of Man. So you all right so far? Say. We're about halfway, two-thirds. Hang in here. His mission. Here we go. There's four Son of Man verses that define his mission. Four Son of Mans that define his mission, according to me. I'm the one studying, so I come up with it, okay? Four Son of Mans, I believe, that define his mission. Let's look at them real quick. And this is the last part of the message. Jesus, say that with me. Jesus came to, one more time. Jesus came to, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister and give his life a ransom for many. And I don't want to be ugly, but so many people go to church to look to see someone who's going to minister to them, who's going to be there for them and to help them and all that. And that sounds like a good thing. Guys, I want when people come to this church that we minister to them, okay? And when they come and part of the team, I want them to start learning how to minister to other people and not just want to be ministered to. Does that make any sense? Yes or no? I want us to be strong like Jesus. Well, I don't like the preacher. He didn't shake my hand. I don't like Pastor Gary. He's bald. Whatever. Okay? Amen. Whatever. Listen, come on. Why are we here? He came to minister, but we came to get ministered to. See how warped we are sometimes? Yes or no? Because we're not strong. We're not strong. We need to be stronger. Amen. So he came to minister. Not saying we should minister to other people, but that should be our goal, to get to the place where we're ministering to other people. And when people minister to us, that's awesome, but that's not necessarily what we're looking for. We're looking for opportunities to minister to other people. Yes or no? Amen. Come on. Jesus called on them and said, you know that the princes of the Gentiles, they exercise dominion over them, and they're great that exercise authority upon them. Keep looking. This was right before he said what he said. But it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your what? And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your what? Let him be your servant. That's the will of God for us. Jesus came to minister, not to get ministered to. But so much of the church is, what have you done for me lately? I want Fellowship Church to be, what can we do for you? How can I help you? Amen. Is that great or what? How can we love you? How about let me get that door for you? I wish some of you, if you feel up to it, I'd love for you to get out here early. And you see cars coming in the parking lot, don't get run over. But if you can go to a car door and open a door for a lady and love on them out there in that parking lot before they have to get up to the big foyer they got to walk into, why can't we go out there and love on people? If you were to come to my home and I was looking forward to seeing people, I'd probably be out there looking in the yard when you got there. You know, hey, good to see you. I wouldn't wait for you to knock on the door if I saw you coming. I'd probably go on out in the yard. Hey, come on, kid, let's go. Can we do that? You don't need my permission. Amen. Minister to people. Keep looking. Jesus came to minister. Jesus came to save. Four sons of man. For the Son of Man has come to do what? Save that which is lost. Amen. These are four statements, I believe, that mark who Jesus was in his strength. And right before that, I think, might have been after or somewhere right in this passage, here's what this says. How think ye if a man have 100 sheep and one of them be gone astray? Doth he not leave the 99 and go into the mountains and seek that one which is gone astray? I gave a message on a sheep a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if y'all were here for that, but it was in the early service. Sheep can't be left alone by themselves. They're an animal of prey. And that's why Jesus will leave the 99, because the one can't make it by himself. And a sheep also, when he is on his back, if he ever gets turned on his back, he can't live for more than an hour. Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. He cares for people. He goes after people. You know? I'm glad he's patient with me. If so be that he finds it, verily I say unto you, he rejoices more of that sheep than the 99. It doesn't mean he loves the 99 less. It means he's just so thrilled that he saved that one. Amen. He just saved that. Wow. We saved him. We saved him. That's how I feel when I see people come to Christ. Wow. There's another one got saved. Amen. Beautiful. Even so, it's not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Just a beautiful scripture. So he came to save. Third Son of Man. Say that with me. Jesus came to what? Are you seeing his mission? He came to minister. He came to save. He came to forgive. Now you know Jesus. You know a whole lot about Jesus if you know he came to minister. He came to save and he came to forgive. But the church has made him something else. We sure have complicated it. Amen. Say, what should Fellowship Church be about? Fellowship Church is here to minister. We're here to see people saved. We want people to experience what? Forgiveness. And I want to be a leader in forgiveness. When I'm wronged, I want to lead out and be a leader in forgiveness, not bitterness. I want to lead in forgiveness. Amen. Why? How can you do that, Clark? Because he did it, and he's strong, and I can be strong. When I don't forgive, I'm going to make an ugly statement again. This is a really ugly message, part of it. But another ugly statement is that when I don't forgive, I'm weak. And I want to say that of you today. I'm going to put it on you. When you don't forgive, you're weak. Instead of getting angry with me and saying, Gary, you don't understand what happened to me. We could maybe talk about how I've been wrong too. If we want to go down that path. Or we can decide not to go down that path and go, Jesus can give you the strength to forgive. I ain't saying they got to be your best buddy the rest of your life, okay? But you don't have to be bitter and bound up and held back and destroyed by it. You can be strong. What kind of strong? Jesus strong. Are you hearing me? Come on. He came to forgive, but that ye might know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Then saith he to the sick of palsy, arise, take up your bed and walk. He came to forgive. He came to forgive like that. But also, when he was on the cross, he's in between two thieves. They were come to the place called Calvary when they crucified him. And the thieves, one on the right and one on the left hand. And what did Jesus say to people who were crucifying him? The things they had done to him that we don't even know what all they did to Jesus. Father, what? Forgive them. Crazy line. For they know not what they do. Wow. That's a great God, isn't it? Say, Jesus came to forgive. He is judge. He is, and he is holy. But Jesus came to forgive. Everybody needs forgiveness. Everybody, he came to forgive. This was his mission. Are you hearing me today? I know we're beating this upside the head. Good, we know his mission now, right? We know his mission. He came to minister, he came to save, he came to forgive. Last one, you might like this one. Jesus came to leave. Did you know that's what people do on a mission? The Rangers or whoever they are, they got a mission. They're going to go in and get hostages. What do you think they do? You go get the hostages, hang out, go get a pizza, hang out there at the hostage house? Is that what they're doing? Say, hey, I'm here. We're here to save the day. Call Domino's. Is that what they do? No. They don't even know they're being rescued. They don't even know they're being rescued. They grab them. Shoot whoever's in the way. Sorry. Grab them. And they go. If they go kicking and screaming to leave, they probably tie them up, whatever. Come on. Amen? Jesus came to leave. What do I mean? Jesus said unto him, the foxes have holes, the birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Don't feel sorry for Jesus. He didn't have a place to lay his head. It wasn't because people didn't give him a house. I gave a whole message on that one time. I think people gave Jesus houses all the time. He was the original Habitat for Humanity man. He gave them to the widow. He gave them to other people. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? He had stuff given to him all the time, I believe. But that was not his mission. Unfortunately, churches today and pastors today has let money become the mission. Are y'all listening to me today? And that becomes our mission. And we're down here like we're staying instead of leaving. Did you hear me? I'm going to say something. I don't know if I should, but I'm going to say it. I thought years ago when we finally get into the building here, I'm going to have a salary that's going to be like the other pastors in the area that have churches this size and large churches. That's what I thought. I'm going to have that kind of salary. I've worked hard. That was my thinking. Not wrong to get paid. Not wrong to get paid what some other guy makes over there. That's nothing wrong with that, okay? But I'm going to tell you something. Through my pain and struggle of seeing my marriage fall apart, destroyed me. Seeing the pain of my children, my own personal pain, it changed me. It changed me. I've got plenty. God has always taken care of my needs. And that's the furthest thing from my mind now, what I make. I could give a rip. Are you listening to me or not? Say. And I know you want to take care of the pastor. I appreciate that. Y'all love on me. You're good to me. You're kind to me. That's the best thing you can do for me is love me. Just love me and be a blessing to me and an encouragement to me. Amen. I'd rather have that than a 20. Amen. But I'm just different. Does that make sense to you? I don't give a hoot what anybody else makes. I'm tickled to death. I love you. I'm right here. And I'm on mission. It's amazing when you get there. Fine. And the Lord brought a person in my life named Kim, who is as humble as dirt, who doesn't want anything and doesn't need anything. She's got me. She's got her parents. She's got her young'uns. She's like me. We'll go to Salvation Army and love getting a good deal. What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. Humble. So the Lord knew just how to direct my life, didn't He? And we built this building not to reach people so I could get a bigger salary. We built this building so we could reach people for Jesus Christ. Is that the ticket here? And to love and to give and to care for people. Beautiful, right? It's called what? Jesus Draw. That other stuff is called whatever. Amen. I know that's a little much, but I want to share it anyway. It's life. Jesus didn't come to play. Jesus didn't come to stay. Jesus came to save, and Jesus came to leave. Can you say that with me? That's my latest little poem. Here we go. Say it. Here we go. Jesus didn't come to play. Jesus didn't come to stay. Jesus came to save, and Jesus came to leave. To get out of Dodge. Amen. He had a mission, and that's to rescue us. And now He's seated at the right hand of God the Father, where He's been exalted. And one day every knee's going to bow and every tongue's going to confess that He's Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen? So, Jesus strong. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, Gary, and His righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Stay on mission. The Son of God gave up every right of royalty. He submitted Himself to be called the what? Are you feeling the strength of Jesus today? I hope you are. If you listen to this and don't feel that, I failed. That was His mission. That was His mission. He did not flinch. Say that with me. Back it up. He did not. Keep reading. He did not draw back. Jesus strong. Amen. Now watch that bullseye right there. Shoot it. He what? He did it. Pop it. Come on, shoot it. Pop, 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 pop. He nailed you and me, baby. He got me. Proud. I'm proud to be a child of the living God. to hold. Man,
yeah, me too. Amen. That's, I love that. That's awesome. He accomplished his mission, man. That's Jesus. He was what? He was strong. Jesus was strong. I hope you feel it. Jesus strong. And he's just going to review right quick, not long. We're done now. I want that kind of strength. Can you say that? I want that kind of strength. I want that kind of strength. I want to minister to others. I want to minister to others. I want to minister to others. And by the way, I'm not the only minister here. We'll probably have 600 between the two services a day or so here. We got about 600 this morning. Amen. I want you to minister. I want you to minister. People ask me all the time, Pastor, can I do this? Or Pastor, can I do that? Like I'm the Pope. Which I'm sorry, that's made up too. That's not the Bible, the Pope stuff. Okay, I'm just letting you know that, okay? Okay, if you believe your Bible, okay? Peter wasn't the first Pope. That's another sermon for another day, but whatever. Okay, you can do whatever you want for the glory of God. You can minister. Amen? Come on. I want, pop it up, Raj. I want to see others saved. I want to see others saved. But I don't want to force it. I don't want false converts. I want people, honestly, who we love, they will come to Christ. And they'll follow Jesus with us. Amen? Come on. Number three, I want others to experience what? Forgiveness. Forgiveness. I want that. I love that. And the last thing, I want to live like I'm what? Say it with me. I want to live like I'm. My brother this morning laid right here on the floor. I honestly believe, he was, that guy was dead right there in that seat. I believe it. Not breathing. I don't know a thing about stuff, you know. Lynn, like you know, you're a health care giver, but when somebody's slumped over and they're not breathing, that's not good. And I believe he would have died right there. They got him, and they laid him out on the floor. And another fellow, I don't know him, he was sitting right there. I've met him. He was an ex-fireman or EMT guy. But people rallied around him. And that guy came right down there and got right on his face and put his mouth on his face and started doing CPR on him. Right on his face. And the whole time I'm up here going, that's love right there. That's love right there. That was love in action right there at the Fellowship Church this morning. Amen. He never thought he was coming this morning. Probably thinking, this could be my last day. But as that was happening to him, I'm on the stage up here thinking, that could be me. I want to live like I'm leaving. Do you hear me? Today is a day to love somebody. Today's a day to minister to somebody. Today's the day to forgive somebody. You ought to get up going, hey, I got a day to forgive somebody. Instead of, I can't believe they did this to me. What a different Savior we have. Amen? Strong. Last thing to be ugly, since it's been sort of ugly. Last ugly thing. Islam, jihad. Oh, they have a mission, all right. To strap something on themselves and to kill themselves as a martyr while killing other people. That's the difference between Jesus. Oh, Jesus strapped it on him, all right, the cross. But not so you would be killed, but so you could live. You could have everlasting life. Doesn't it make you thank God for Jesus? What a difference. What a difference. Don't be confused. Don't be confused. You have one Jesus. Come on, baby. Come on. Come on, baby. I'm done. It's late. I'm long. Come on, let's get on up on our feet. Great time today. Great time today. It was a great message today. I tell you what.